After the fires of Aries, we slip sensually into our feels, with the energies of a budding spring as the bull digs in their heels. So take it easy, strong, steady, and slow with the Taurus season's suns, as we turn dreams into plans and take things into our own hands to see what we really, truly can become. Are you ready to make a genuine, intentional change? Welcome to the Magic is Messy podcast. Sisters and misters, witches and wizards out there in airwave land, to all of the freaks, geeks, and magical peeps listening, thank you so much for being here at the Magic is Messy podcast. My name is Kitty, and as always, you are awesome. Let's start by setting the mood with a little bit of luxury, by allowing in abundance and plugging into our sensuality and grounded stability. It is a great time to stop and smell the roses and enjoy each and every passing moment by being rooted in the present. Welcome, witches and wizards, to good food, good friends, and good feels. And if you aren't already plugging into any of these rad vibes yet, the super new moon in Taurus will do it for us. But before we rock and roll into the new moon in Taurus, I would like to, as always, take a quick minute to rock a few shout outs and plug into play with a giveaway. First off, the shout outs. I've got some Instagram shout outs going out to Nadine Milistrano, Haley Wasowicz, Gab Downing, Universal Wellbeing, Messy Mystic Collective, and Pow Wellness Creations. To all of those that said hi on Spotify, you can do that as well to this episode. Scroll all the way down on Spotify and answer the super rad question of what did you dig in this episode. Shout outs to Samantha Kindheart, to Shelly Z, to Lou 5, Tammy Bartles, Lauren Lee, Kay Chamara, and Sam. And also shout outs to the Full Moon Zoom Boom peeps that joined me for the Full Moon in Scorpio. If you'd like to join the next one, it is on May 22nd, the Full Moon Zoom Boom for Sagittarius. But I would like to say hello and hi and thank you so much for your energy to Rosalie Woods, Leah Cummings, Morgan Marietti, Sam, Allie P, Miss T, Audrey, Lexi, Tammy, Sanji, Maggie, Haley, Lexi, Simona, Charlotte, Caitlin, Dritta, and Lauren Lee. Now, also, if you join the Full Moon Zoom Boom, the coolest thing about it is if you'd like to throw down a donation, because all of the Full Moon Zoom Booms are free to all of the witches and wizards to join. But if you'd like to donate to keep the circles rocking and rolling, I throw your name into the witch's hat for a full rad tarot reading with me. So I have a whole bunch of names and I'm going to choose one live. Oh, I had a jumper. Here's the jumper. This is it. Are we ready? Yes, we are. And if you can hear it, here is the name. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Lauren Lee, Chickadee, you are the winner of the tarot reading with me. So thank you so much to all of you that joined. If you want to join the next one for the full moon in Sagittarius, it is on May 22nd at 7 p.m. CST. Again, a big thanks and gratitude to all of you for the support. I see your messages. I feel your feels. I appreciate the shares and acknowledge you for the reviews. Please feel free to review me on Apple iTunes. It helps people find this podcast. High fives, good vibes. And as always, don't be shy. Let's connect, because I love to connect with all of the witches and wizards out there listening and all over the world. It absolutely astounds me how many people we have listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. My heart feels it. As I already mentioned, you can answer the question on Spotify. You can get a hold of me on IG. Maybe share this podcast in your story. Sign up for a live or an email tarot reading with me. Or join the next Full Moon Zoom Boom on May 22nd. Any way you decide to play is super cool with me, baby. All right, now, this Taurus right here, I'm a Taurus sun, honey bun. This Taurus is psyched to spill the tea on how rad this super new moon can be. So what we're embarking on is a super new moon, and after the fiery actions of Aries mixed with the solar eclipse, and, if I may add, the deep, dirty, murky waters of Scorpio creating space to confront our shadow side, we deserve a stable, grounded foundation in which to stand to intentionally root our action plan. Yeah. The Taurus vibe is strong and sweet, much like the earth underneath our feet. And many of the Taurians that I know, Taurians, Tauruses, Taurii, Tauria, Taurii, though many of the Taurians that I personally know are very much in touch with nature, yo. This new moon brings us back to our bodies and the physical, tangible world. It also brings us back to our needs, our desires, our craves, and our comforts. And it relates to our inner wealth as well as our outer wealth with finances, possessions, value, and our work ethic. This new moon also brings us back to the bounty of beauty all around us. As Taurus is ruled by Venus, we are being given the opportunity to take a moment and enjoy the finer things in life. And by stepping into your sensuality and igniting all of our senses, we are brought back down to earth as we get in touch with the magnificence of our bodies and the miracles occurring all around us every single day. Day, baby. And speaking of earth, as a fixed earth sign, Taurus can be sometimes seen as stubborn. And personally, I believe, take what you need and leave the rest. This is coming from a Taurus. Oh, yes, I said it. I'm a Taurus. Take what you need, leave the rest. Taurians aren't necessarily unwilling to change. Like, that's not where their stubbornness stems from. Because change truly is the only constant that we can count on, right? Am I right or am I right? Now, they may seem stubbornly stuck because they are actually not afraid of standing in their power. Yes? So it's not that they are afraid to move or unwilling to move. It's that they are not afraid to stand in their power and say, hey, this is my boundary, baby. What you gonna do about it? What you know about that? What you know about that? Power from a Taurus comes from reliability and loyalty. And they know that consistency is key when you move slow and steady. And we begin to rock steady. Steady rocking all night long. Now, bullheadedness, in its most positive, purposeful light, shines on the attributes of determination and dependability. The bull is a hard-working creative that supports beauty and life in all of its exquisite splendor. And once we realize that accountability lies within ourselves, and take the time to value who we are. It's not about what we have. It's about who we are. That's when we can count on our own inner strength of our foundation. Now, on the flip side, those are some rad vibes about Taurus. Now, on the flip side, as Taurus rules the second house of values, finances, the material world, and self-worth, they could, on a negative vibe, yeah, because we have to go with the positive and the negative. We're plugging in or releasing whichever ones don't work for you or you want a little bit more of, Pikachu. They may be more prone to possessiveness, greed, being jealous of what other people have, potentially. They enjoy the finer things in life, right? The luxury, the abundance, the fuzzy-wuzzy blankets and the champagne tickling their nose and all of those fine foods and music grooves. As they enjoy the finer things in life, they may come off as potentially gluttonous, maybe lazy, or indulgent. So use this new moon. Here we go. Use this new moon. This is a grounded growth moon. Use this new moon to create strong intentions around the ideal version you crave to show up as in the world, right? Remember in the Kitty Diddy, what we really, truly can become. We turn dreams into plans and take it into our own hands. And that's what this moon truly, truly is about. Pay attention to the vibes that you plug into, the high and the low, what stays and what's got to go. Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, it will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? And I truly think like the high vibes of Taurus are the beauty, whereas the low vibes of Taurus are pretty much the beast, you know what I'm saying? Tale as old as time. So seriously, plan accordingly. Pay attention to the vibes that you do plug into and pay attention to the vibes that you want to release. Do you want to get rid of the jealousy and the envy of what other people have? Maybe a little bit of gluttonous or overindulgence at times. And maybe you want to plug into those reliability, determined, loyal, consistency is key type of vibrations, right? This is what I call, personally, this is what I call the root moon. Because this is the cosmic opportunity to solidify and really stabilize the ideas, projects, and purpose-driven action steps from Aries into the physical realm with the vibes of the bull. So I ask you, starseeds, just a few prompts for you to think about, simmer in as we rock and roll into this super new moon. Or maybe you can ask yourself, yes, what new flames did you ignite that are now ready to be planted so that they may root, grow, and come to fruition by the full moon in Taurus on November 15th. This is a great moon. The root moon is to define and refine what those action items and intentions are. What are the new projects, ideas? What things are you ready to root? And the more clear you get, the more consciously creative you will be. Another thing to ask yourself, how do you stay grounded and present in the moment? It is time to take a moment and smell the roses. Slow your motherfucking ass down, okay? Okay. Seriously, how do you stay grounded? How do you stay present in the moment? Because that is where gratitude truly comes from. If you live in the past, maybe you're a little bit depressed. If you live in the future, maybe you suffer from a little bit of anxiety. But enjoyment truly comes from living in the present moment. So let's work on that more than anything during this new moon of Taurus, right? Because that's what we get to plug into is these rooting vibes, these grounding vibes of Mother Gaia. And honestly, if you were to think about it, what does a no rush, smell the roses kind of a day even look like for you? There are so many options, but really dig in deep and think about it, visualize it, be present to it, and give gratitude for the fact that you know exactly what it is that your body, your soul, and your energy wants to fill itself. Okay? Okay. Let's move on to your altar, and then we can move on to some quick plugins because your time is very valuable to me, and I want to provide some ways in which you can plug into yourself, chickadees. If you were to create an altar for the super new moon in Taurus, the colors you might choose to utilize would be browns, greens, maybe gold because we're living in luxury, maybe mustard, mauve. Think about Mama Gaia vibes, right? What are those earthy tones that make you feel connected to earth? For crystals, holla to all my crystal witches out there. You might choose selenite to get clear on the radness that you are rooting. Maybe green onyx for avoiding self-sabotage. Potentially jade, which is a stone of abundance, luck, and prosperity. You could choose rose quartz for self-love, self-worth, and self-esteem. Pyrite, which is one of my favorites, a manifestation magnetizer. Or you could choose petrified wood for growth and grounding. If you have some scents that you want to utilize, maybe patchouli, sandalwood, cedar, rose, jasmine, or eucalyptus would be fantastic. For herbs, you could choose mint, sage, catnip, or strawberry leaves. If you wanted to put some flowers on your altar, maybe honeysuckle, lilac, violet, rose, carnation, or dandelion. And speaking of dandelions, dandies are actually quite handy. If you want to do a little bit of your own studying up on the benefits of a dandelion, they're great for immunity. They're great for cleaning out your liver. They're good for cleansing all around with your body. So maybe you want to make some dandelion tea and drink a little bit of that, chickadee, or maybe some dandelion honey would be a good one as well. There are so many different ways of utilizing dandelion, so maybe look into that. Speaking of tea, if you wanted to drink some very specifically, you could choose elderberry, peach, mint, or make some matcha or cacao. If you've never done a cacao ceremony, this might be a great new moon to do so. You infuse that cacao with your intentions, and then you circle it clockwise to pull in that intention with positivity, and then you sip down those intentions and let them infuse into your physical body, which would be a phenomenal way of plugging into the luxury and the abundance of what Taurus brings. If you wanted to use some specific symbols, maybe the bull, yes, as we are in the season of the bull, or cattle. Maybe another symbol you would utilize is anything that reminds you of the earth or nature. Anything that brings you to your roots or anything that symbolizes what you are rooting from Aries season into Taurus season. We ignited during Aries and now we are rooting and grounding and putting the seed into the earth with Taurus season. Maybe anything that reminds you of prosperity or riches or money, money, money. Or one of my favorites, anything that brings you to the attitude of gratitude. Yes, negativity is natural. That's why we get to be positive on purpose. So what brings you gratitude? What is your silver lining? And how can you remind yourself of that every day during this lunar phase? Another thing that you might choose as a symbol would be the tarot card of the Hierophant or Hierophant, whichever way you'd like to pronounce it. To me, whenever I pull the Hierophant, it makes me feel like I know my inner guidance, that I'm on a new path in some way, shape, or form. But, right, here's the caveat. There are things that we have been handed to us, beliefs, right? Kind of rooted beliefs that we have been given from authority figures or parents or people from our past that have literally been handed to us, whether it be religion, whether it be the way your life looks, whether it be what your career is meant to look like, whether it be the way that you wake up, like what is your routine? There are things that have been rooted inside of you that might not be yours anymore. Yes, are you listening? What I'm trying to say is when I pull the Hierophant, it begs me to ask the querent, what things were you given in your past from your childhood? What beliefs were instilled in you that no longer feel good to who you get to be in the future? That no longer feel good to your ideal self and who you want to show up as in the world? Because right now is a great time to release those beliefs and reroot yourself as we are working with the fixed earth sign of Taurus, right? What new things do you want to fix in their place? Because when you release energy, you make room for more energy in its place. So when the Hierophant comes up, it A, brings me to a new path. Like you are on a spiritually awakening path. You are finding new things about yourself. You are seeking out a leader or a mentor or someone who is going to help you bring your spiritual awakening into a deeper realm. Either that or you are turning into a leader or a mentor. But before you do that, you have to release or get rid of or even stare in the face the old things that were rooted that are no longer meant to be yours in the future. Yes, so that's what the Hierophant really stands for me. And also, side bay, if you'd like to get a tarot reading for the new moon to maybe get a little bit more direction or maybe see what other ways we can rock some action steps, please feel free to get a hold of me at magicismessy.com. I have live tarot readings and emailed versions as well. So how do you plug into this moon, sisters and misters, witches and wizards, boys, girls, diamonds and pearls? Some quick ways to plug in to the super moon of Taurus. The root moon is what I call it. Maybe you want to go on a hike and take a moment to meditate on gratitude. I'm going to keep saying it, attitude of gratitude. When you send gratitude boomerangs out into the universe, they send you more to be grateful for. Boom shakalaka shaka khan. Maybe you want to throw a luxury party and live deliciously. Ooh, hey girl, hey. Maybe you want to invite over some friends or family or people that you enjoy being around. Maybe you want to make some delicious food or indulge in some chocolates or truffles or champagne or, whatever makes you feel absolutely indulgent and badass to plug into the vibes of the bull, because the bull likes the finer things in life. I speak from experience. Maybe you want to burn a bay leaf with your wishes written on it. That would be a good one as well. How about make a money bowl? If you don't already have a bowl or a plate or something that you put money on, the way that you could start one, and there are so many different ways to begin money bowls. So please feel free to do what feels good to you and your practice, because your practice is your practice and it is never perfect. It is always messy. That's why making a genuine intentional change is messy, chickadee. But one thing you could do is I start with rice. So I have a money bowl. I actually just took a vase a glass vase. You can choose one by color if you'd like to, maybe green or yellow, gold, something along those lines. Maybe putting some rice in there, some cinnamon sticks, or sprinkling cinnamon in there for prosperity. You can throw coins or dollar bills or a $100 bill or a $5 bill, any crystals, maybe some pyrite, maybe some green aventurine, maybe some jade, something along those lines that definitely will bring more prosperity and abundance your way. Things that remind you of luxury and money and prosperity and being rich, witch. That's what's up. What makes you feel rich, witch and wizard? Yeah, dig it. If you have not, here's another one. If you have not listened to the Biotina episode, I just released it not that long ago. At the very end of that episode, there is the five senses ritual, which is absolutely a phenomenal way of opening yourself up to the abundance of the earth and everything we have going on around us and being present to the moment. So igniting your senses, your sight, your smell, your taste, your touch, D, all of the above. So go back and listen to that, plug into your body and get grounded with intention. That is at the end of the Biotina episode that I just released. You can have a no rush day. We've already talked about no Russia, no Russian. You ain't from Russia. Why you Russian? Yeah. So we can have a no rush day. Stop and smell the roses. Something that makes you feel happy, alive, balanced, and intentional with the time that you are spending. Maybe that looks like snuggling up with a good book, a cup of tea, and a cat purring in your lap. Who knows? Maybe it could be spending the day in the sunshine, being active, or just rolling around in a field of dandelions, right? Side bay, again, dandies are handy. What I learned in my studies is that a field of dandelions symbolizes it is safe to play in for people and pets with no regrets because there has been no man-made toxins or chemical bullshits around it. It has not been touched or it's much more natural. If there are dandelions growing in a field, it is because it is natural and it has not been touched by pesticides and nasty bullshit that we don't want to deal with, right? So that's just a little side bay. Or maybe a no rush day looks like hanging with your friends and fam with a cocktail in your hand. Who knows? You tell me, chickadee. Let me know. Magicismessy.com. As I mentioned, some good food, good friends, good feels for reals. Sink into what a day would look like if you lived it just for you, boo. That's what a no rush day really truly is. So maybe having one of those or planning one of those for the Taurus lunar cycle. Taurus rules the throat, by the way. Taurus rules the throat, vocal cords, neck, tonsils, jaw, ears, and tongue. So maybe a throat or shoulder massage. Maybe some intentional chanting or singing in the shower, singing in the rain, or speaking up for yourself. By the way, if you have throat problems, or if you have thyroid problems, if you have larynx problems, if you have something stuck in your throat, I would lovingly challenge you to look into having your throat chakra cleared or doing an intentional throat chakra clearing exercise for your practice. Because words are extremely powerful. And when we don't speak our truth, when we swallow down our words to make other people comfortable, right? Or we're afraid of being authentic. When we swallow them down, they become a blockage in our throat chakra. So if you're having problems swallowing, if you're having problems singing, if you're having problems speaking, if you're having problems at all with your voice, with your throat, anything along those lines, it could be because your body is telling you, because the body keeps the score. It could be because your body and your energetic body are telling you that you have swallowed your words down because words are powerful. That is why they call it spelling. Spells are powerful. And when you move and open that energy with intention, that is when things start to happen. That is when you are able to clear and speak your truth with more authenticity and more courage, more confidence than ever before. Because bulls have boundaries, babies. Let me tell you what, bulls have boundaries. So in order to open your throat chakra, maybe you want to go see a Reiki master or a Reiki healer. Maybe buying a blue scarf or a necktie or a ribbon or something along those lines to put around your throat chakra, because the color blue is affiliated with the throat chakra. Maybe doing like an intentional, like I said, a chanting or a clearing, or maybe doing a gargle of some kind, something that is going to clear that throat space and stop it from being so charged. If you feel as though your throat is burning or there's something definitely wrong with the way that you are speaking up or not speaking up, or if you feel like you can't swallow or you can't speak or something is stuck in your throat, there's a good chance that there are words stuck in there or you are not being authentic with yourself or others in your life. So just something to be aware of and to work on intentionally if you feel like that is something that would fit well into your practice, sweet star seed. I'm a little raspy because I had a show, so hey, I'm going to use my raspy voice. This is my raspy voice, baby. What you think? Maybe you want to get your green witch vibe on. The seeds you planted with Aries have now a grounded space to grow. But how about an actual garden, though? I think I may have already said this maybe in the Astara episode or something along those lines, but my seeds that I planted back at Astara are coming to fruition. And I always, 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 always put intentions into my seeds when I plant them. For example, my lettuce equals money. My peppers equal passion. My green beans equal growth. My cucumbers equal community. Don't be afraid to get messy. And I'm going to say it again, because magic is meant to be messy, baby. That's what making a genuine intentional change is all about. Make a mess and let the universe handle the rest. So what does your dirty fingers and your garden feel like? And if you don't like gardening, just go pick up a beautiful plant and put it in your front yard, or go pick up some lilies, or go do something that has something to do with a plant and bring that energy into your home, into your space, into your practice. Yeah? If you don't know this already, Taurians are quite creative. Stevie Wonder, George Clooney, Barbara Streisand, Dennis Rodman, yours truly, not that I am in that realm, but what turns your creativity on? That's what I want to know. What turns you on, Donkey Kong? How can you plug in more to this side of yourself during this super new moon? Release the rigidity of the routine and go try something new, boo, because you deserve that. Yes? Find a new way to open yourself to a new flow, though. Also, the last one, and this is a pretty big one during the new moon of Taurus, during Taurus season at all, and just for the rest of the year, right? For example, if we are taking the fires that we ignited and the ideas and the projects and all the cool shit that we thought about during Aries, and now we are solidifying it, we are giving it a place to grow, and we are waiting for it to come to fruition, right? If this is like an entrepreneur thing, or if this is a new idea or something that has money and energetic exchange, it might be, no, it's not, it might be, it is. It's a motherfucking great time to get your money matters and your mindset checkup done, honey bun. And what I mean by that is maybe do a new budget. I know a lot of people ignore this because they just think that it's gonna equal itself out. Whatever goes in comes out and blah, 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 right? But if you actually want to live in luxury, we have to make sure we know where our money goes and how it flows. So maybe you want to break records around receivability and your worthiness of receiving, right? Because even if you're putting amazing ideas into the ether and you're creating a new business or you're working with new clients or something along those lines, if your money matters and the way that you feel about your worthiness in receiving is not right, is not tight, get it right, get it right, get it tight, is not working, it will not just poof, magically appear to work. Yes, just because you have this badass idea doesn't mean that your receptivity and your willingness to receive are going to be fixed until you do the work. I'm not yelling, I'm just getting passionate. So what that means is maybe going through your bills, and this might sound silly, but make it into a game. When you pay a bill, be grateful that you have the money in order to pay the bill. Don't be like, oh, fucking medical bills. Oh, fucking college tuition bills. Fuck, fuck, fuck. What kind of shitty vibration is that going into the universe? Instead, flippity flip that mindset. Yes, find the silver lining and try to make it into a fun game that you actually enjoy to play. Every time you write a check do people even write checks anymore? I don't fucking know. For real, real. But every time you pay a bill, every time you do an auto pay, every time you set up an auto pay, every time you pay a bill or buy something, say thank you, universe, for the money what I send out right now comes back to me by three, or something along those lines. Yes, make it into a spell, make it into something that is very intentional. You could also face your bills, right? And speaking of bills, when you pay your bills, also go through your purse or go through your wallet or go through anything that has money in it and face them. Pay attention to them. Be good to them, because money is energy, chickadee, for real, right? So maybe arranging your abundance in whatever way, shape, or form comes to you and that works well with your practice. Maybe you want to throw or keep your receipts. Maybe you want to go through your bookkeeping or your QuickBooks, whatever that may look like, and get things on lock, because you deserve that. You deserve to know where your money goes, where it flows, and how it can grow. And also a reminder about abundance. Abundance is not just what's in your bank account. It is not just what's in your 401k. It is not just what you have in your pocket in bills, dollars, dollar bills, y'all. It is all around you. Abundance is everywhere. So being grateful for the abundance, for the things that you do already have, but also remembering that it's not about what you have, it's about who you are and who you act upon. What it is that you are doing to make your ideal self come forward more every single day. And it doesn't have to happen fast. It's slow and steady wins the race, says Taurus, right? It's not going to happen fast. It's not going to happen overnight. It is going to be consistency is key. So the more that you work on you, the more that the universe will allow that ideal self to shine through. Dig it? Dig it. And also when it comes to money, invite it in. Be friends with it. Like, be motherfucking buddies with money, because that, like I said, money is energy. And when you are equally exchanging with the universe, when it comes to money, when it comes to barters, when it comes to, you know, favors that people do, when it comes to if people, you know, are supporting you by sending you clientele or giving you great reviews, hint, hint, wink, wink. If you want to exchange like that, I receive your rad review and thank you for doing so, right? Because that's the thing. Money is energy. And every single time that you spend money or receive money, send it out by the power of three or receive it by the power of three. And that way it will always make its way back to thee. I dig it. I dig it. You dig it. We dig it. Rock on with your bad selves. That was a little tangent, but money is important. Money energy is important. And the way that you receive, because what you believe is what you receive. Yeah? All right. Holla at your girl. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters, misters, witches, and wizards, that is all I have for you for the super new moon in Taurus. It has been an honor. Thank you so much for reaching out. Thank you so much for sharing this on your stories, for sharing this with other witches and wizards that need a little bit more magic in their lives. Thank you so much for the reviews, for reaching out, for telling me how much this has changed your practice and how much you enjoy these episodes and how much they are a part of your everyday practice. It blows my mind, and I'm honored to be a part of your practice with you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I look forward to seeing you. For those of you that have already signed up for the Full Moon Zoom Boom on May 22nd at 7 p.m. CST, I look forward to seeing you. If you'd like to sign up, please head to magicismessy.com on the events page and sign up, Buttercups. I would love to have you in our circle of safety and sacred space. My name is Kitty. You are awesome. And I look forward to speaking you again for the full moon very, very soon. Mwah!